So you start the show, which is called 7 Second Delay, because I'm still trying to log into so you start talking, like anytime. The fact that they keep playing a guitar chord, don't read too much into that. You should still start talking.
I'll be right back.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay. My name's Ken, and this is my host, Andy Breckman. Welcome back, Andy. That's welcome back to the United States. I know you've been traveling a lot.
Hold on, Kenny.
Going to Europe.
Okay, Kenny, give me 1 second.
Andy was in the UK. He was in Scotland with his whole large extended family. Must have cost a fortune, that trip.
I was with my favorite people.
How many of them?
I'm not going to lie to you, Ken.
20 people?
Not going to lie to you, Ken. I lost count.
You paid for everybody.
It's what money's for. I earn money, and that's what I want to spend it on.
Yep.
What do you spend your money on?
Fruit. That's what I want to spend my money on.
Is that what you call it? Is that your term for it now? Fruit.
Well, it's the last thing I spent money on.
I guess if the FBI were eavesdropping, they would have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, it really is fruit.
Yeah, it's really fruit.
That's the last thing I spent any money on.
Yeah, you scored $4,000 worth of fruit last night.
No.
Happy New Year to you, man. Where were you at midnight?
I was asleep in Weehawken.
Perfect.
I don't celebrate New Year's Eve. How about you? You were on your flight back from Kazakhstan?
We were in Europe, and let me see, midnight? Midnight, I'm so confused about the time. Midnight New York time, I believe that's like
that would have been
Friday evening in London or something. I don't know.
No, midnight New York would have been 5 a.m.
Yeah, well, then I was asleep. Midnight
So you were asleep too.
Yeah.
So we were
when
both.
At your New Year's, I was asleep. I guess my New Year's too.
We were both asleep.
I couldn't figure out how to sleep.
Yeah.
I was there for a week, and my sleep schedule was...
Well, thank you. I mean, because you just got back a couple of hours ago, so thank you.
I wouldn't want to miss this.
Thank you for coming in.
In many ways, this is my show. I certainly wouldn't want to miss it.
It is your show.
I have that pride of ownership. Oh, really? You think it is?
Yeah.
It hasn't felt like my show in 20 years.
What happened 20 years ago?
I don't know. You did. You sobered up. You started to assert yourself. I remember there was a period... You were the straight man, you were the straight man, and then one Wednesday, hey, look, I'm funny too. I'm Ken Friedman. It kind of happened suddenly. I think I kind of blame Hank. I think Hank told you, honey, you're as funny as Andy.
So that happened 14 years ago?
I remember it happening very suddenly.
Wow.
Very disconcerting.
Wow.
Very troubling week for me.
Oh, I know. You don't like people being funny around
you.
No,
I don't.
Yeah.
My life would make no sense.
I know. What comedian likes people being funny next to him?
It's why I moved to Madison, New Jersey. I scoped it out.
Really?
I made sure I was the funniest guy there.
A low comedian per capita in Madison?
There was one actor there when I moved in.
James Marsden.
No, he was the guy. He was on Good Times. He was the dad on Good Times. Amos?
I don't know.
Oh, John Amos.
Oh, okay.
He lived in Madison when I first moved there. I was worried about that. I met him.
Yeah.
I sought him out.
Yeah, not funny. Not a funny guy.
Funny, nice enough guy. Genial.
Yeah.
Genial guy.
But
smart
he's an
guy.
An actor, not a comedian.
An actor, exactly. So.
Not a writer.
Well, it's almost another species, actors.
Yeah.
I mean, Darwin. I think it was Darwin would have been stumped in Hollywood. What are these people? They look like humans. They look like Homo sapiens. Now, what are you looking at? What are you doing, buddy?
I'm logging into GoFundMe.
Oh, yeah. That's our little show.
Yeah. Because you had this notion.
Did we do all the New Year's Eve stuff we wanted to do?
Oh, I got to put in my secret code number.
Oh, for GoFundMe?
Yeah, got to verify.
Why does GoFundMe make it difficult? Why do they put hurdles up?
Well, pretty much any site like this is going to prevent fraud, I guess, is the bottom line.
Because they make it as easy as possible.
Well, you can't make it too easy because then you get...
You see the little orphan boy crying. You want to give him money. You want it to be easy to give.
Right, but you don't want scammers to be able to use your site, for example, to test stolen credit cards, right?
Oh, I see. Okay.
There's all sorts of scams.
Okay.
Yeah, we should learn you up on scams.
Well...
Have you heard
I do,
about
I, am, I do avoid, you know, I avoid these sites. I'm not on social media, so I feel immune.
Yeah. No, you're not immune.
You're not immune either.
The latest scam?
Yeah.
Have you heard the latest scam?
No, tell me.
They send you an actual gift.
Yes.
Like from Amazon.
Yes.
Or it appears to be from Amazon.
It's on your porch.
It arrives right on
your
porch.
You didn't order it. There it is on your porch. What's this, you say?
Yes, and it has one of those QR codes.
Has your name on it, right?
Yeah, has your name on it.
QR code, you want to check out who sent it.
Yes, and it says to find out who sent this to you, scan the code. And then you scan the code, and it takes you to the... scammer's website.
Perfect.
And then they then steal your information.
Well, they've earned it. They did the work.
Okay.
They dropped off a gift, right?
Yeah, well...
You're going to deny them their money? They work hard for that money.
Usually not that valuable of a gift. Usually something like a note.
Well, it's more... Whatever it is, it's better than anything you've given me lately. Right? I haven't gotten much from you, my friend. I'm going to deny these scammers their due.
Your birthday's March 3rd, right?
Yeah. What are you going to get me?
I'm going to get you something really good.
I'm turning 70.
Wow. Oh, this is the big one.
Yeah, but I feel like
70.
I feel like I'm, you know what?
I feel like
I'm 70. Exactly.
Really?
If I close my eyes, I'm 70.
Huh. Does 70 feel like 68?
70 is 70, baby. You'll know soon enough. You're right behind me. I turn around. There you are, gaining on me. Aren't you right behind me? Aren't you in... Wait, what are you...
Yeah, but I never gain.
You never catch up.
Yeah, never quite catch up. I always think I'm going to.
So far, this is the best year we've ever had. This is a great show.
No, 2025 is going to be kick-ass, man. No more celebrities are going to die. I know that for sure.
Wouldn't that be a miracle?
I'm hoping. Listen, I looked up...
The year no celebrities died.
All day today, I've been Googling celebrity deaths in 2025. Nothing. Nothing came up all day long.
It's a gift from God. God has said this. God has said enough. I've punished these people enough.
If you Google celebrity deaths, and by the way, it's celebrity deaths. Celebrity deaths in 2025. Nothing. One person came up. Jocelyn Wildenstein. You know the cat lady?
I don't know who's the cat lady.
She was a socialite who spent millions and millions of dollars on plastic surgery to make herself look like a cat.
Oh, my God. She died?
She died.
Today?
No.
When did she die?
A couple of days ago. So it's a 2024 celebrity death.
Where were you when you heard the cat lady died?
I looked it up. It was a few hours ago.
You know where I was?
Where?
Right here, just now.
Yeah, because I told you.
Yeah.
But she...
I do remember that. My God, those pictures were repulsive, weren't they?
Yeah.
Remember that? What was that, like 15 years ago?
Yeah, well, she was very wealthy.
Oh, that explains everything.
Yeah. She wanted to look like a cat.
Yeah. Nobody spent more time discussing her than you and me did in the last 2 minutes. And we can't get these 2 minutes back.
Well, she's the closest we've come.
I hate her. I feel like she just robbed 2 minutes of my show and my life.
She's the closest we've come to a celebrity death in 2025.
Because she died just at the tail end.
Just a couple of days ago.
No, we lost Linda Lavin.
When?
Just at the very end of 2024.
Doesn't count. The moratorium began at midnight last night.
If we go a whole year without a celebrity death.
Yeah.
I will donate $10,000 to this station.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm holding you to it. How do you define
celebrity? But if there is a celebrity death before the end of 2025,
you
give me a sponge bath.
No deal.
It's a deal.
No deal.
Shake.
Nope. Hey! That wasn't a consensual shake. You grabbed my hand.
Honey, I'm going to be late tonight. I got my sponge bath coming. Go to Ken's house for my sponge bath.
Hey, so we're doing another show at Monty Hall.
Oh, hey, that'll be fun. People, I think, people who missed the last show we did, I think, regret it. It was really fun.
Yeah, the bingo actually was really fun.
I haven't had fun in years, and I didn't know even how to have fun. I forgot I was out of practice.
Yeah.
But that really was fun.
Yeah, it was very raucous.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it was interactive. The audience was into it.
Yep, people were passing out in the bathrooms.
People were hooking up left and right.
Yep. Yeah, no, it was really
exciting.
Behind
the building.
Yep.
So what's happening now? It's not this Friday. It's a week from Friday.
A week from Friday, January 10th, 8 p.m. And
what the hell's happening there on Friday?
Well, one of the world's leading podcasters, Randy Cohen, your old buddy from the David Letterman show.
Yeah, I worked with him. Or maybe it was SNL or something. Yeah.
No, it was Letterman. I looked
okay.
It up. He is going to
He hosts a podcast called People, Place, and Things.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And he has guests that come on and talk about their favorite people.
Yeah, he's had a lot of famous guests.
Yeah, he's at the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, he had Jimmy Carter on.
Yeah,
he had Jocelyn Wildenstein on.
Last week he had the guy who made the barrel, and now we're doing the bottom of that barrel.
Oh, the barrel inventor?
Yeah. He's had, if they're down to me, Ken...
No,
if they're down to me, that means they've been on the air quite a while.
He's had some really great people on.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's featuring you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you
exactly.
have to.
Exactly.
You have to what? Stop.
You know, the more I talk about it, the more bitter I am about this. He had my number 10 years ago. He had to work his way through Wikipedia, start to finish.
Well, now he's got a really popular podcast. You're better off doing it now than
Fine.
You would have been
anyway,
10 years
anyway,
ago.
Anyway, I'm the host, but you're also...
No, you're the guest.
I'm the guest, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you're also part of the show.
Yeah,
because maybe the person that I'm going to be talking about is maybe somebody seriously and directly involved
I get it.
Yeah.
So you have to talk about a person, place, and thing from your life.
Yeah.
And the person that you're going to talk about is a Ken Friedman imitator.
It'll be you. And what will be unusual is I'll be talking about you, my relationship with you, my respect for you, and you'll be there to correct the record, right?
Yep.
Maybe to rebut some things if I'm wrong or across the line.
And after each
It'll
round,
be kind of interesting.
Yeah, and after each round, we have the band Billy Goat from Brooklyn performing.
Oh, there's a musical guest?
Musical guest Billy Goat, who've been getting played on WFMU.
So you know they're good.
And they have a steel guitar player.
They passed the FMU audition.
And they have a spoons player. Most importantly, they have a spoons player.
And it's three chicks.
Yes.
And they're from Brooklyn?
All-woman band. Yep.
That's fine. Nothing wrong with that, Ken. That's perfectly legal.
Who said there was something wrong with it?
Well, the way you said it.
I didn't
say it. The way you said it seemed a little skeptical.
No.
I'm sure they have a male manager or something. I'm sure they have somebody helping them.
No, I don't think they do.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
They have a spoons player. Did I mention that?
Yeah, I know you're excited about them. Yeah. I know you're a big fan, and you played me a track of theirs, and I'm a big fan, too.
Yeah, no, I love spoons. I love steel guitar and spoons.
So that's
but they sing also. I did not that they're
maybe
you know.
Next week when we promote the show on the air next Wednesday we'll play a track of theirs.
Good idea.
So that's not this Friday, but the next Friday, and tickets are on sale.
Yep.
There's music. There's a podcast, and a splendid time will be guaranteed.
Yes, podcasters built this country, Andy.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I met a man without a podcast.
No way.
Yeah.
Stop with your well, your tall tales.
He has one now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
And I can almost believe
his podcast
that.
Is called Late to the Party.
And he's
it's about how he's the last podcaster
Let me see.
In America. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's only done one episode.
Yeah, I know. He's late to the party.
Four?
The man without a podcast.
Four listens. Let me look at the reviews here.
I'm surprised. You know, if he's on the air for another 35 years, he might call me to be a guest.
He's got an average 0.5 star out of 5 stars.
Oh, wait. How many stars do Ken and Andy have?
Oh, quite a few. Quite a few.
Who has a better record? What are you quoting? Like Apple Music?
Where's the iTunes pod. Yeah.
Whose show is better reviewed? Your little morning show. You still do your little Mickey Mouse morning show?
Well, it's not podcast. My morning show is not podcast because it's 3 hours long and I play copyrighted music.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Not every show.
What is the rating of this show? Is it out of 5 stars?
Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
Is another variable how big the stars are, like the size of the stars?
No. Oh, how big the stars are.
Yeah,
no.
Like physically how big?
No.
Like we only have 3 stars, but they're huge?
No, that's not a factor at all. The stars are all the same size. All right, now you got me looking up.
Yeah.
All right, 7-second delay. Podcast.
If I was rating my own show, I'd give it 3 stars.
But they'd be enormous stars.
Yes, enormous stars. They'd fill the entire computer screen.
Okay, let's see. We have a 4.8. 4.8 out of 5. Not bad. Not bad at all. Better than Late to the Party. 0.5.
Who's the bitter little prick that didn't give us 5 stars? That's all I want to know. Oh, can we track him down?
Yes, we can.
Can we go to his house?
Probably, yeah. We might need a warrant, but I think we can get one.
I think the police will need a warrant to get us out of the house.
Officer Tom will give me a warrant. Not bad. 4.8 out of 5, 139 reviews.
Yeah. Well, they didn't hear this show. They didn't hear this episode.
Well, no, it hasn't.
That's for sure.
This show hasn't been podcast yet.
That's for damn sure. Hey, well, let's
get... Oh, my God, you're talking into the dead side of the mic. There we go.
Oh, okay.
No, God. Well,
is that going to make a difference?
Oh, yes, it makes a big difference. Does. Yeah, you sounded like crap. I'm like, why does Andy sound like crap?
I think you sound like crap.
No, I don't sound like crap. I'm talking into the live side of the mic.
There goes our 4.8 rating. Now I'm obsessed. Now I'm obsessed with my rating.
Let me see if
how did that happen? You got me obsessed with those star and ratings.
Did anybody talk about how crappy you sounded on the chat board?
All right.
John Amos just died.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
In 2024?
Yeah, his last words were, Andy didn't like me.
I did. I was a fan. Wait, yeah. I don't know what else he did. I remember him from Good Times, from the Norman Lear show. If I recall, he quit. It was like a bitter sort of conflict.
Yeah, yeah. Because Jimmy Walker, he became the big star, right?
Oh, it was like his. It was like the Fonz.
Dynamite.
Yeah, it was like the Fonz. He was stealing the focus.
Yeah,
yeah.
It became the Jimmy Walker show.
And then he moved out of. I moved in, and he moved out of Madison. Madison wasn't big enough for the both of us.
I can't remember what the show is going to be about tonight. Oh, yeah, GoFundMes.
Yes, okay, go to GoFundMe. Here's the deal. Here's my deal with people, with the listeners, my offer. You done coughing?
Yes.
You done?
Yes, I turned my mic off. You didn't have to call. You didn't have to call so much attention to it.
I respect my listeners too much.
Yeah, that's
not
why.
Not going to lie to them.
That's why you're talking to the dead side of the microphone. See that red mark? That denotes the front of the microphone.
Yeah. That's where you want me?
Yeah. Just generally pointed at the red mark.
I'm not sure I deserve to talk into that, to the red mark. But here's my deal today. Oh, yeah. Doesn't matter. Oh, no, I don't want to talk to anyone until we have a subject.
Okay.
Here's my deal. I have $50. I'm putting $50 on the table. Literally. I just put it on the table.
Gotcha.
I'm going to pledge $50 to multiple GoFundMe sites. I mean, not $50 each.
Yeah.
I'm going to spread my money out. I'm going to distribute the $50
right
to multiple GoFundMe sites. The sites that tug at my heart, the sites that win me over more than others, I'll contribute more.
Yeah, there's a lot of really sad situations here.
Luckily I was born without a heart. Yeah. I'm immune to that stuff. I can withstand that stuff. However, I need people to steer me to a GoFundMe site And I will pledge to every GoFundMe site that you steer me to, although some might get less money and some might get more money, right? We're gonna divide this $50 pie up at the end of the show.
We're starting 2025 out on a positive note.
We're right.
You're gonna help kids.
We're giving to people needier than us.
You're gonna help kids with cleft chins.
Dear God.
Cleft lips.
Dear God.
Cleft earlobes. Anything cleft, Andy's here to help.
Well, that's good for a couple bucks. Just to remind you, I gave zero to that cat lady.
She didn't need any money. She was a billionaire.
Man, that's money well spent. Man, that was horrific, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, the guy who left her all the money, he left her. He was more into dogs.
You mean her husband that worked his whole life to oh my God. Can you imagine working your whole life, dying, and then having your wife do that with the money?
No, he didn't die.
He didn't die?
No, he ran away. He was very, very scared.
Yeah.
He was very scared. She got like $2 billion from him.
Yeah.
And then she proceeded to use it almost all on plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And then claimed that she had no money.
Round the clock plastic surgery. She was under the knife like 24/7.
Yeah.
Never stopped. They had teams of surgeons going in and out of that room.
Never bothered to ask her husband whether he preferred cats or dogs.
We know this much. Neither of them owned a mirror. We know that much about the cat lady. Hey, we're at 201-209-9368. We're on GoFundMe. You steer me to a site that you think is worthy, and I will pledge money to that site.
All right. God.
It might be the lion's share of the $50. You might get most of the $50. It might just get a few bucks.
All right, let's look
up. The pie is $50 wide. Is that the metaphor?
Yeah, here we go. Masanja urgently needs surgery for cleft lip and palate. Take a
Wait,
look.
Wait, no. I want to. Don't show me this pork.
Look now at Masanja.
Oh, my, for the love of God. I can't say no now.
I mean, Masanja is more than a cleft lip.
Don't make me look at it.
The cleft is going all the way up into her nose.
I know, I want a listener to steer me somewhere.
All right. No more Masanja. You don't care about Masanja.
No, fine. Here, wait, hold on. Now I can't not pledge
Nobody's
money.
Nobody's given money to Masanja.
Really? She's gotten zero?
Only $2,340.
Oh, my God.
Hi, you're on the
air.
Wait,
hold on. Now I can't say no.
No Masanja. Oh, here's a dog.
I'm so mad at you.
Here's a dog.
Why did you show me that picture?
Here we go.
No, I want a listener to steer me toward their site.
Mabel Castaño's dog.
What, are you just randomly bringing up sites?
No, I searched for cleft lip.
No, please, Ken. By all that's holy.
Well, let's go to the phones.
Ken, I know you don't owe me a favor. I'm going to ask you a favor anyway.
Okay.
Please don't show me any more pictures.
Okay.
People that need reconstructive surgery.
All right, so now you know that there needs to be a good picture, and then Andy will probably go even beyond $50.
This is the word.
Hi, you're on the air.
I thought it was like this. My indie film, I need to find a good editor. My editor ran off, you know.
That's in the not-for-profit category.
I don't care, but I thought that's who I would be talking
to. Oh, no. GoFundMe is a lot of health, a lot of medical stuff.
Oh, no. I thought it would be my interior decorator is suggesting I get a new couch. I can't afford the couch that would match the wallpaper.
Okay, so here's not-for-profits.
Okay, I don't care.
Yeah,
have a listener steer me toward either their page or a page
The Michael J. Fox
championing
the Michael J. Fox Foundation for
Parkinson's. Wait, have a listener do it. Oh, now I can't say no to that. I hate this.
You hate Michael J. Fox?
No, now I have to say
didn't
yes.
Didn't you like Back to the Future?
I understand.
Hi, you're on the air. We're going to the phones, Andy.
Okay, so wait.
It's you.
Masanja has her cleft nose.
No.
I have to give
cleft
money.
Cleft lip and nose.
Oh, for the love of God.
Stop. You're on the air. Caller. It's you.
Love the show.
Yeah,
hey,
right.
Who's this?
This is Walter.
Hi, Walter.
Really, that meant something to you? His name is Walter, Ken?
You
needed to know his name?
Don't you like knowing the names of who you're talking to?
It means nothing. It means less than zero.
Jesus.
It's a fart in a dust storm. It means nothing. His name is Walter. Okay.
All right, it's Walt.
Hi,
yeah,
Walt.
Yeah, Walt. Do you have a GoFundMe site that you're involved with, or that means something to you?
Funnily enough, 2 days ago, a neighbor of mine reached out because I live out in a remote area.
Uh-huh.
No, not too much running water or electric or
okay.
no technology.
Remote.
And his wife took a spill and tore up all of the skin along her leg.
Yes.
And it ripped down all the way to the bone.
Oh, my goodness.
They're trying to raise funds to
yeah.
cover some of the medical costs.
Okay.
I literally 2 days ago just set up a GoFundMe.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Is her name Polly Katrina?
Her name's Deb.
Okay.
Deb.
What is her? How can we find her website?
Yeah, give me.
And also the photo is, it's a pretty nice guy. You might like
okay.
the photo.
Okay. How can we tell Ken and our listeners how we can find that website?
Yeah,
I'm on GoFundMe, yeah. so just give me the search terms that I can use on GoFundMe.
So it would be Deb Cooper, COOPER.
Okay.
Apostrophe S, medical recovery.
Okay.
Oh, support Deb Cooper's medical recovery.
You found it?
Yeah. No, oh my God, there's a beautiful picture there.
Yes,
Now Walter, I do have some questions because I'm going to decide how much
okay.
to pledge. I'll be pledging money to your friend.
How come nobody's donated?
Because this is Because I yeah, think she's faking
and
it.
Nobody has, like, technology out here, so it's really difficult.
Oh, my God, but all the skin has been ripped off of her leg.
Yeah.
How come
okay.
nobody's donating?
Well, exactly, Ken. It's a cold world, isn't it, Ken? But
cold.
Now we're here. We're helping, Ken. We're here, Ken.
It says, give $20 and be the founding donor, Andy Breckman.
Wait, this would be, I'd be the first
you'd
donor?
You'd be the first. You'd
okay,
be the first.
It does beg this question. Hey, Walt, what the hell happened to you? You don't have 20
oh,
bucks?
I just set it up. I
was yeah.
do the first one to make sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to pitch in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell me.
Walt, how come it says that the organizer is Kenny Cook?
Kenny Cook is her husband.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's wrong with you? Wait, you're trying to punch holes in Walt's story?
Yeah.
Walt, tell us.
Set it up for him and
okay. Nobody cares. Nobody cares
okay.
who set up, who wrote, who made the
all
website.
All right.
Okay. Walt, tell us about Deb. Why should we care about Deb?
Deb comes from a small town kind of in the middle of nowhere between...
Yeah. Is she hot? Is she hot or not? Get to the bottom line.
She's in her late 70s.
Oh, okay. She's lived a...
Extremely gentle, just, you know, loves being out in the nature. They live
yeah.
like off-grid.
In New Mexico, right, they live?
You know, just a very gentle sort of soul, and they've been out here in this area for like 40 years.
Okay.
And they're known...
Hey,
the
Walt.
Wait, they're known in the community.
Walt,
okay.
I got a suggestion for your GoFundMe page, Walt.
Oh, thank you. I'll take it.
Okay. Take down that beautiful landscape picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
And replace it with a really gross, visceral picture.
Are you serious about that? Because he does have those photos, and we were considering it. It's pretty graphic.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought. I've been looking at cleft lip pages on GoFundMe. Oh man, Andy was ready to write a huge check.
Masanja
is a little Indian.
Gnarly. It's like her whole leg, and they had to graft.
Dear God, wait, no. I think you can find
skin grafts, man. You got a skin graft working for you, and you put up this beautiful.
She really lucked out with that skin being scraped off.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying, Ken?
Yes, and
it's
replace...
a gift from God.
Replace the beautiful, endless sky landscape picture.
I would say this. My opinion, from a marketing
yeah.
point of view,
yeah.
you have two pictures.
Okay.
A nice picture
okay.
of this gentle, sweet old lady. A nice
okay.
picture of her face,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
Her smiling face, her twinkling eyes. You know the spirit. Deb, you know, we're talking about Deb.
Yeah.
Deb Cooper.
Okay, Deb Cooper. And then next to Deb Cooper... Not a close-up, not a graphic close-up, but a picture of the damage on her leg.
Mm.
Okay.
So what would you do? Because they only have, again, not tech-savvy people, so there's only, like, four photos that exist, and I was trying to think, like, which one is the least graphic, but they're all kind of equally, like, you know, it's like
well, if
open
you,
flesh.
If you balance it with a nice picture of her face, because you want to identify with the victim.
Right.
And by the way, and this is just between the three of us,
yeah.
this is just in our little sewing circle,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be in the actual Deb's leg. It can be another leg. You go online, You can steal a photo of a leg.
No, well, I think
no one's going to call you on
I
it.
I think you should be honest, and you
I
should.
I think that's a good suggestion. And
Walt, here's what I would do: is I would take a picture of Deb's leg with the gauze on it.
And
the bandages on it, and then go to a supermarket and buy a chicken, and take all the chicken gizzards out, and lay them out on top of the gauze. You're not saying that that's part of Deb's injury.
I'm so mad at your wife. She said, Ken, you're the funny one. Ken, talk about Ken. Just take the conversation any direction you want, Ken. You can't go wrong, Ken. You're the funny one. And then this is you 14 years ago. You know what, honey? I think you're right.
It's remarkable how much you sound like my wife.
Yeah.
It's just uncanny.
I know exactly how that conversation went. I know exactly how it went.
You could become a professional Hank impersonator.
Yeah. I could. Why am I Bud Abbott? I could be Lou Costello, can't I, honey?
All right, so Andy, how much you want to give to Deb?
Okay, so Deb is looking for her first $20.
Nobody's donated squat.
Okay, I'm in for 20.
Okay,
fine.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Yeah, what will that? What will $20 buy? Some Neosporin.
They had to leave the hospital early because the pains ran out, and it would have been another like $250 a day. So even just every bit counts.
There's $200, and I also
$20.
I mean, there's $20, but I also gave you, and this is incalculable. You can't put a price tag on it. I gave you 8 minutes of airtime.
That is awesome.
Okay, so that's Deb Cooper. She's getting $20 of my hard-earned money.
Nice.
Okay, she better not. She better not drink it. She better not put it in her arm. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't injure her arm.
We'll light a candle and toast to the.
Where's she going to get the candle? How's she going to afford the candle? This whole thing smells fishy. She's out there buying candles now.
I don't know. It's legit.
You buy her some bandages. All right. Thanks very much.
Walt, you check later tonight.
Okay.
You'll see that
we're on GoFundMe.
You'll see that there's $20.
We're giving you a shot to pitch your favorite GoFundMe page or your GoFundMe page or a page that means something to you.
But not Deb's because we already
Deb's
did
covered.
Deb. Yeah, we did Deb already.
What else does Deb need? She's got $20.
She's trying to get $3,000. Skin grafts are kind of expensive.
How much did you give?
Colleague Abucci.
Well, I'm giving.
Yeah, you're
giving me. You're giving me the money, and I'm putting it on my credit card. Bucci, okay. Bucci, you're on the air.
I didn't.
Oh my God, it's Bucci.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, Bucci, how are you, man? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
What's your New Year's resolution?
Hey, this isn't Bucci.
What?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Zachary.
Oh, hi, Zachary. What are
it's
you doing?
Zachary.
Listening to the Bucci archive from last Friday?
Yeah. Yeah, I put it on until you all pick up.
Wait.
Yeah, let's get straight.
It's Wednesday. It's 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Zachary, you're
listening to Friday's show.
You're listening to my arch nemesis' show
to Bucci's show from last Friday.
While he's on hold to talk to me.
While he's on hold to come on with us.
Thank you, Zachary. We're saying goodnight to you. Thank you, Zachary.
Zachary, I'm sorry. You're setting a very, very bad example for your children.
That's right. That's right.
You don't do that.
That's right. That's like yelling another woman's name out when you're making love to your wife.
Yeah. Or yelling flood when there's a fire in a movie theater.
That makes no sense. Oh, I'm mad at Hank. Everything you're saying now makes me mad at Hank. I think you're funny. This is Hank. I think you're funny.
She says that all the time.
Yeah. Really, honey, you do?
Yeah.
Because Andy's so quick. I mean, Andy's a professional. No. Just say it. You know, if you think of something, just say it.
Well, that's when Hank's doing her Marge Simpson voice. Go back to the original voice you were doing.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to our show while our show is on the air.
I can't believe what Zachary was doing.
It's so insulting.
Wow.
It's so insulting.
Yeah.
And he was shameless about it.
Yeah. Well, of course I'm listening to Bucci's show.
Yeah, exactly. What's the alternative? Listening to you?
While I was on hold.
How many stars does Bucci have?
Good question.
Yes, look it up. Go, baby, go.
Yeah, okay.
Just to remind you and our listeners out there,
we have 4.
You're listening 8. To a 4.8. You're listening to 4.8 star show.
Bucci podcast.
Please, oh God, if there's a God in heaven.
Oh my God, there's more than one Bucci podcast. Holy cow, there's several Bucci podcasts.
Well, he's moonlighting on 4 or 5 other stations.
I don't even know which one to look up. None of them are him. Holy cow.
Well, let's take this call.
Okay, hey, now, hi, you're on the air.
Do you have a GoFundMe site that you can recommend?
Yeah, I would like you to give money to Masanja, the little Indian girl.
The little Indian girl.
Did you give money to Masanja?
I have not, but here's the thing. I would give money, but is there any way to give the money specifically for the lip and not the nose?
Let's look it up.
I think the nose seems fine to me.
You think the lip seems fine?
No, the lip, I think, needs the most work.
Yeah, the nose kind of... Oh, no, look. See the nose over there?
Can I earmark it? Yes, I see that the nose is not perfect, but I really believe we should focus on the lips.
Yeah, Masanja's from Uganda.
Yeah.
And Masanja's a boy, by the way.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, Masanja...
Oh, okay. Was an Indian girl. That changes everything.
No,
it doesn't. Shouldn't change everything.
Masanja is a Ugandan boy.
Oh, well, now I don't care.
You don't care anymore?
No, all right. I'm just kidding.
Now
I'm
I've got
kidding.
It. Now, you know what? We can't kid about it without giving money. So here's $5.
$5 to Masanja?
To Masanja. And please earmark it. Please specify. Work on the lip first.
It's not earmarking it. It's lip marking it.
Yeah, lip marking it. That's very funny. That's the kind of 4.8. That's the kind of 4.8 star humor that we specialize in here at 7 Second Delay.
My wife always tells me I'm funnier than Andy Brickman.
Well then, I don't know why you're not sitting in a third chair here.
Oh man, Masanja was born with not only a cleft lip but also a cleft palate.
Oh, this conversation can't go on forever.
You know what that means?
I can't stand this.
It means that there are openings or splits.
I'm begging you.
Or chasms.
Turn the page.
Chasms.
Talking about anything else
in the upper lip. A deep canyon.
Are you saying this just so I miss talking about Deb Cooper?
A deep canyon in the roof of.
Hey, we have other calls. Thanks very much. Okay, here's $5 to Masanja.
$5 to
Masanja. And here's $20 to Deb Cooper.
We have $25 left.
Yeah, I have $25 left in the bank.
All right, we're looking. We're still trying to figure out. Here we go. This Bucci's page.
Yeah.
Looks like Bucci has a perfect 5.0 rating. What did we have? I believe we had a 4.8.
Wait, which is higher? I'm not a math whiz.
Yeah, 5.0 is higher than 4.8.
Even though it ends with an O.
Yeah. So Bucci,
ours ends with an 8.
Bucci has a higher rating than we do.
But he's more talented than me.
That's
it's almost
true?
Not fair.
No, it's true.
It's almost like cheating.
Yes, it is cheating.
And his personality doesn't repel people.
No, yes, he has one of those non-repellent personalities.
Well, that's just not fair.
Yeah.
It's apples to oranges.
We have a lot more ratings than he does. He only has 21 ratings.
Well, he's new.
Reviews. We have 139.
Well, he just joined the party.
I still say we have to track down the people who gave us bad ratings. They're the ones who dragged down our average.
I know what you mean by track down.
Yes.
I know exactly what you mean by track
Fruit.
Down. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of it.
I think what you mean tire iron to the shin bone. We do a little Deb Cooper. A little Deb Cooper on them. Am I right?
Yes, a little dragon.
Yeah.
Highway dragon.
We send them to GoFundMe, right?
Yep.
We put them on GoFundMe.
You got that right.
You got that right.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Do you have a GoFundMe page we should be aware of? Hello? Oh, my God.
My name's Steel Live Chicken.
I didn't even make it. All I heard was chicken.
He stayed on hold. He stayed on hold for 20 minutes.
All I heard was chicken. Hey, did you see the new Bob Dylan movie?
Yes. Wait, I saw it with you, buddy.
I fell asleep.
No, you didn't.
Don't tell me what happened.
You loved it.
I fell asleep right before they got to the Newport 1965 Folk Festival.
I won't tell you what happened. All I can tell you is this. Pete Seeger's the hero.
Yeah.
Hero of that episode.
Oh, man, I bet the audience must have loved it when he went electric. Can't wait to. I'm going to watch the rest of it once it goes to streaming.
There were two or three scenes from that movie that I really have been thinking about. It's a movie that I will see again.
Yeah. Which scenes?
I did love when he went to the hospital for the first time. And
oh, to Greystone.
Yeah, to Greystone in New Jersey and played to Woody Guthrie. I did love that scene. And I got to tell you, you know what scene that haunts me? I can't. Maybe it's because I've been on stage and I've introduced new songs to audiences.
Yeah.
When he was singing The Times They Are Changing.
Oh, yeah.
At Newport for the first time. It's
also,
the one song that you saw in the movie, the one song you heard from start to finish.
Right.
And the audience was hearing it for the first time, and by the end of the song, they were singing along and roaring along with it. And, man, I thought that was a great scene.
That was a great scene, but too bad that never happened.
That he didn't well, he had to introduce the song at some point.
Somewhere,
to a new
audience. But not at Newport. It was done somewhere.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I might have misspoken. That scene might not have been at Newport.
Yeah. No, it was. That was at Newport. You know, my favorite scene?
Tell me.
When Pete Seeger couldn't talk the sound guys into turning the volume down, so he went looking for an axe.
No, he didn't go looking for an axe.
Yes, he did.
No, you're misrepresenting the scene. He turned around and he happened to see an axe.
He didn't just see
an
axe.
He didn't go looking for an axe.
You're misrepresenting that. He didn't see an axe.
There were three or four axes.
He saw 20 axes.
Yes, but he didn't go looking for it. Here's the way they kind of watered down Pete Seeger's culpability. They really were very careful about that, you know, how they presented that.
Yeah.
They didn't want to hurt Pete Seeger's kids' feelings or something.
Right.
But they had him happen to see the axe.
20 axes.
Yes. But
an axe for every possible performer.
And before he could make a move, his darling, soft-spoken
wife, Toshi,
stepped in and dissuaded him from doing it, taking any action.
Well, you've played a lot of folk festivals.
Yeah. Oh, I've had a lot of axes.
Yeah.
Breaking a lot of wires.
Why do they have so many axes at these folk festivals?
Well, just in case a folky decides to go electric.
I see.
And, you know, there were multiple folkies on the bill. That's why they had 8 or 9
right,
axes.
Right, in case they have titanium guitar cables. Yeah. You need a few axes to break through that.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I started listening to the show. I apologize.
Oh, it's Zachary.
There he is.
So you're not listening to Bucci anymore.
No, I tuned in.
Okay.
I tuned in.
Great.
Zachary, if you really loved me, you'd go online and you'd give Bucci a 3.4-star review.
You want me to change my rating?
Wait, did you give Bucci a 5-star rating?
Yeah, after the review show. Remember you all did the review show all just doing cross-postings?
No, was that more than 3 weeks ago?
It was like more than a month ago.
Hey, Zachary, is there a GoFundMe page that means something to you?
Well, I'm getting ready to publish it.
Oh.
But it's for some software.
You're raising money for yourself?
Well, I have to be able to find it right now.
Oh, you have to find it at this moment?
At this moment.
They have to vet it. It doesn't.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Zachary.
So, Zachary, you want people, instead of giving to the little Ugandan boy who needs a new face, you want people to do what?
I want them to donate to archive.org.
Yeah, okay.
All right,
it's a great website as far as just media in general.
All right, let's
I think
see
there's
if they
actually old WFMU stuff on there.
Yeah, well, maybe it's worthwhile anyway.
There is actually already there's a GoFundMe for the Internet Archive up already.
Is there?
Yeah,
that's the one.
Help the Internet.
Andy, they have everything. Comedy, study stuff. They got books. They got software.
Help the Internet Archive recover from the recent data breach.
Archive.
Yeah,
and they've raised $494 out of their $10,000 goal.
Fine. I'll give them $3.
$3. Okay.
Thanks so much, Andy. That means a lot.
That means very little. You're being kind. But what did the data breach mean? How did it damage archive.com?
They were targeted and they got a dump from the user database, so they're able to get the hashes of the passwords and stuff. And
yeah.
Oh, I see.
You know the Internet Wayback Machine, right?
Yeah.
Where you can find really old web pages.
That's archive.org.
Yeah. So like Andy, you know, if somebody wanted to look up what was Andy Breckman's porn browsing history in 1994, you would go to the Wayback Machine. It's thanks to the Internet Archive that kind of thing is available.
Yeah, you have that blog, no, Andy, remember?
Yeah, no, that's a real public service. Okay, so archive.org is looking for money, and they just got $3 from me.
Okay, great.
I love it.
I don't understand.
Thank you so much for your contribution.
Thank you, Zachary.
It means a lot to the public domain.
And as I said,
too.
And as I said about the Ugandan boy, if you decide on plastic surgery, work on the lips before you work on the nose.
How about the inside of the top of his mouth? Deep, deep chasm in there. When he sticks his tongue up through the chasm,
yeah,
you can almost feel his own brain.
I know, but nobody can whistle like the boy.
That's true.
Yeah, I know. He's in a lot of folk bands down there.
Yeah, he's a regular Geert Chartreux, world famous whistler.
You don't have to tell me who Geert Chartreux is.
No,
that's insulting me.
I'm sorry.
That you had to clarify.
I wasn't saying it for you. I was
All you had to do was say Geer. He's a regular Geer.
Geert.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Thanks.
I was saying it for the listeners who might not be familiar with him.
Archive.org just got $3.
Archive.org is a great place.
The world-class whistler from Uganda.
It's the...
That's $5.
It's the modern-day Library of Alexandria.
Okay.
The Internet Archive.
It is?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say Wikipedia is that?
No. No, Wikipedia is different. Wikipedia is a dictionary, encyclopedia.
I see.
Internet Archive is a library. It's a repository. It saves old web pages.
Okay.
Saves old tweets.
Whatever makes you happy, Kenny.
You know, Lord knows that we need to save old tweets.
Yeah. Otherwise, anybody could be Attorney General of the United States. Anybody.
Twitter made this country, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't go back and look at old Twitter. Oh, my God.
Hi, you're on the air. Hey, who's this? You're very buzzy, but who is this?
This is Max.
Hi, Max.
Hey, Max. Talking to the little red dot on the microphone. Ken's a stickler about that stuff.
Okay. So my friend Ramona Jan, who...
Ramona Jan.
Music, recorder at a time when women weren't doing that. She has been fighting cancer, and she has a GoFundMe page.
Oh, my baby. Okay.
Okay. Ramona Jan needs a miracle.
Okay.
That's it.
Tell me about Ramona. Why do we love Ramona?
Well, she was influential. She was in a lot of a couple of bands that played CBs at the time. She was kind of a punk, does everything type of person.
What bands was she in? Oh, there's a picture of her singing.
Wrote a song for her.
Okay.
What were some of Ramona's bands?
The Coma Teens.
Oh yeah, I remember the Coma Teens.
Yeah, and Dizzy and the Romulars. And then she got into actually doing the recording, working on a board, and
uh-huh.
You know.
And how did you? And what is your relationship with her? How did you meet her?
We both went to the same high school in New Jersey.
What town?
And I knew her as you know we were both social outcasts, so we kind of got along.
What town was that?
That was Livingston, actually.
Oh, okay, down the street. Okay.
It's the high school that a lot of weird, interesting people came out of.
All right. So Ramona, so she got a tough diagnosis.
The Ramones wrote a song about her.
Yes.
Sweet Little Ramona. Oh, my gosh. And she performed not just at CBGB's, but also at Max's.
Okay.
And she's
good.
Got cervical cancer. Third stage cervical cancer.
Oh, my baby. Well, our prayers are with her, and I'm pledging some money. Here's $10.
$10 to Ramona Jan.
I hope it helps, and tell her that she's in our prayers, in our hearts. Wait, Ken doesn't pray. Tell her she's in my prayers. Wait, and Ken doesn't have a heart.
Tell her she's in my prayers
and she's in my heart.
All right.
Who do you pray to?
I pray to the guy. He lives directly across the street. He's like Catty Corner. Yeah,
to you?
Brian Moynihan.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why do you pray to Brian?
He seems like a good guy. He's okay.
Yeah.
He's always working on his lawn.
Yep.
Well,
who do you pray to?
Thank you for giving us the help that we need.
Oh, sure.
Thank you, Max.
Give Ramona a hug for us.
And you can find Ramona's GoFundMe by looking up Ramona Jan, just J-A-N, needs a miracle. Man, the Ramones wrote a song about her because she was one of the first female audio engineers at CB's.
So you're listening to the Buzzkill Hour, if you're just tuning in. Nothing.
Oh, we haven't.
Nothing more depressing.
We haven't talked about cleft palates in 5 or 10 minutes now. Well, maybe less than that.
All right. Ramona Jan has $10 of my money. Archive.org has $3 of my money.
Masanja is one hell of a whistler. That kid's got a big future ahead of him.
Masanja. Well, you know, if he fixes his damn lip, his whistling career's over. He's got a tough decision to make.
You're right.
Okay, Masanja's getting $5 of mine.
It's like Lester Bangs, like when he stopped drinking. He was dead within a month. Be careful, Masanja. Be careful what you wish for, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you write that on his website?
Okay.
Be careful what you wish for.
I will.
Yeah, please. No, put it right under that picture.
After the show, when I go and make all these.
Be careful, Masanja. Be careful what you wish for. Ken Friedman.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to say, like, if you have your heart set on being a world-class whistler, like Geert Chartreux, par exemple, then be careful what you wish for, because when you get the cleft lip fixed, that might be the end of your whistling career.
Maybe he'll learn the piccolo. Maybe he'll learn the flute. He'll play the flute.
Oh, yeah, maybe he'll play the flute. Because everybody loves flute players. Boy, are they popular. One of the greatest rock and roll instruments of all time.
I'm changing the subject for a second. How much do you hate this show right now?
On a scale of what? 1 to 5?
Yeah, scale of 1 to 5. 9.
4.9.
9. Scale of 1 to 5, 9.
We only have five. Lips. We have 5 minutes left.
Deb Cooper, God bless her,
and
had a bad fall. Yeah. Archive.org.
Deb Cooper, she got dragged along the highway and lost a great deal of flesh on her leg.
But she's in her 70s. She can't afford
it. I know. I know.
She needs help recovering and time. Yeah, time and love.
Yes.
I can't supply the love. I can supply a little money.
And don't forget that Andy and I are both participating in a podcast taping a week from Friday night at WFMU's own Monty Hall.
Yeah, if you enjoyed the last hour of this podcast, you'll have a great time. You'll be orgasmic.
It's a benefit for WFMU, and Andy's going to be the subject of this podcast that's nationally syndicated on radio stations as well.
He was the ethicist in the New York Times.
Oh, that's right. He also, don't hold that against him, though. He worked for the New York Times for a while.
He was not an ethicist at the New York Times. He was the ethicist. That says everything you need to know about the New York Times, doesn't it?
Well, they always hire comedy writers.
Our guy is the ethicist.
As the ethicist.
Oh, thank God it's over.
And also Billy Goat is performing.
Oh, hey, they're an all-female band, aren't they?
Yeah, they
have. Or so they claim.
They have beautiful voices, and they play guitars and steel guitar, and most importantly, spoons.
And Ken, you'll be there. You'll be introducing it, and you'll be the subject of some of the
Right? I'll be the subject. So I'm going to be your person. What's going to be your place and thing?
Well, that's going to be exciting. That's suspenseful. Huh. I don't want to tip my hand.
Yeah. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is your place going to be the masturbatorium?
That would be amazing. What a great podcast. Just to see Randy Cohen's face change. Just to see his expression change. As I say, Randy, I know we discussed another place, but I'd like to call an audible here. And
can I guess
suggest
your thing?
A different location. Yeah, what's my thing?
Is your thing going to be your free candy van?
My soundproof van?
Yeah.
It is great when you're shopping at the car dealership. You're sure this van is soundproof? That's me at the car dealership.
Oh, by the way, do you have any steering fluid?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about there.
Oh, steering fluid's just like ether.
Oh, it is?
It puts people out.
It does?
Yeah, you've obviously haven't read the autobiography of Ed Kemper.
I guess not. Hey, you know what else puts people out?
What?
7 Second Delay.
Yes.
Here on WFMU.
Yeah, the lowest rated podcast on WFMU.
The lowest rated that we've checked tonight.
Oh, I bet you if we check all the other WFMU podcasts.
They're all 5.0?
I bet you they'll all be 5.0.
What do they do? Well, how do they do it?
Well, first of all, they keep their rating. They prevent people from rating them.
I don't care. I don't care what people think. All right. So wait, just to sum up, I got to give you money, kid, because I don't know how to pledge this money. It's $5 to the Ugandan Whistler.
$5. Okay.
Deb Cooper's getting $20.
$25.
Yeah. Archive.org, like $3. I'll give you $5 for that.
$28.
There you go. And Romana Jan, here's $20 for her.
$48.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Will you take care of that later?
I will take care of it tonight. And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. You can get tickets to the podcast taping that Andy and I are participating in at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremiah, for always being there.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Happy New Year, Jeremiah. And if you, quick note to our listeners, if you have a podcast, and I assume you do, just stay clear of GoFundMe. It's a killer subject. It's a buzzkill. You're in a hole you can't get out of.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that GoFundMe is largely medical.
No, this was bad. This was a bummer.
This was
a dark cloud that just moved in at 6 o'clock. Oh, here comes the sun.
I loved it. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fibash.
Hey, Matt, Happy New Year.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
We'll be right back. The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah, have a good time.
Yeah.